We're glad you're here today at Grace Bible Church. It's good to gather together as a church family to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to a few verses in Hebrews chapter 1. I just finished reading through the entire book, and I'm starting over again to kind of go through it again. And I am convinced that the Lord included the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, in the writ of Scripture, as not only for our time, but in the future time when Israelites are presented with the truth. The book of Hebrews is going to be one of those books that is going to be used to convince the Jew that Jesus is the Messiah. I am fully convinced of that. Every argument is given that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the perfect Lamb that was sent, what they missed the first time. It goes back and reviews and declares Jesus to be greater than the prophets, greater than Moses, greater than Abraham, greater than the angels. He is the preeminent one, and He is worthy of our worship. I'm overwhelmed by that as I read through the book of Hebrews. I'm starting again. And I wanted to share with you just some thoughts here in the first few verses. Verse 1 begins, God, who at sundry times and in divers manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now the Jews will know what he's talking about there. The fathers. Who are they? The patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. God spoke through the prophets and unto the fathers by these prophets. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. What does that connect Jesus to? Creation. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Who purged our sins? Who died on the cross? Jesus Christ. They look and they see Jesus, they say, He's not the Messiah. He's not the promised one. He's not the fulfillment of the one. And the book of Hebrews says He was the one. He was the perfect Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art My Son, this day have I begotten Thee. And again, I will be to Him a Father, and He shall be to Me a Son. And again, when He bringeth in the first begotten into the world, He saith, and let all the angels of God worship Him. Who is Him? Jesus Christ that was born in Nazareth. And then notice, verse 6, and again, when He bringeth in the first begotten into the world, He saith, and let all the angels of God worship Him. Now, you go throughout the book of Hebrews, and over and over and over again, it exalts Christ. It brings Christ into the picture. Who is the Lamb of God? What were the blood of bulls and sacrifices picturing? The perfect sacrifice, Jesus Christ. I would encourage you, if you're here today without Christ, you read the book of Hebrews from beginning to end. And if you are sincere and you desire to know who God is and His Son, you will find out when you read the book of Hebrews. Such an important book. It exalts Him above all. Is Jesus all in all to you this morning? Is He above all? Is He greater than the angels to you? What do we find emphasized today in religion? Angels. We're talking about angels all the time. We even had a television program, Touched by an Angel. Well, guess what? There's no angel that's greater than Jesus Christ. There is no one. There is no prophet. There is no priest. There is no patriarch that is greater than Jesus Christ. And so our being enamored with people and with things and ideas and concepts, that all needs to be pushed aside. And we need to realize that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Son that was promised. And folks, He is worthy of our worship this morning. May we focus upon our attention. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday. And I know churches all across America have canceled the services tonight because there's something more important. Are you getting me? It's something more important. Come to church tonight, big screen tonight, we're watching the Super Bowl. We're going to have a devotional at halftime. Who is worthy of worship? It's not the NFL. It's not the Super Bowl. I'm here to tell you, folks, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can't mix Him. You can't mix Him with the culture. That's what the book of Hebrews is all about. He is above. He is beyond. And He must be that in your heart this morning if you're going to worship Him. He must be that. He must be greater than everything in this world. And if He's not, there's an altar. You can get things right this morning. You get it taken care of before God. And say, God, I don't want anything to be more important than Jesus Christ. He alone is worthy. For the angels, for the prophets, for the priests, for the kings of the earth, Jesus Christ is worthy. And many times in our churchianity today, Jesus is just one of the club. And I'm here to tell you on the authority of God's Word that He is the brightness of the glory of the Father incarnate. And He is worthy of your full attention this morning in your singing, in your praying, and in the preaching of the Word of God. He's worthy of your full attention for every minute. And He's worthy of you being in God's house tonight to worship Him instead of being in front of a TV tube watching the world. I know that comes across kind of hard, but I'm telling you folks, we're living in a day and age where Jesus is a club member. He's not worthy of worship. And so may God help us to see Him for who He really is as pictured in the precious Word of God.